Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoicism served with a side of sass and reality. I'm Avery Hart, your resident guide through this crazy, beautiful world, one unbothered thought at a time. Now, let's talk mental health. It's the hot topic everyone's buzzing about these days, right? From mindfulness apps to therapy sessions, we're constantly searching for ways to keep our heads above water in this whirlwind of life. But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy that can actually equip us with some serious mental resilience tools? That's right, folks. We're diving into the world of Stoicism. Not just dusty scrolls and toga-clad philosophers, but practical wisdom that can help us navigate stress, anxiety, and those everyday frustrations like a boss. Ever felt like your to-do list is a mile long, deadlines are looming, and you're about to spontaneously combust? Yeah, me too. That's where Stoicism comes in. Here are five key takeaways that'll have you feeling more calm, collected, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. 1. Control your thoughts, control your emotions. This is the golden rule of Stoicism. The world throws a lot at us, things we can't control. But our thoughts, our reactions, those are in our power. Think about it. When you get caught up in negative thoughts, it's like letting a tiny gremlin loose in your brain, wreaking havoc on your mood. Stoicism teaches us to recognize these thought patterns and gently guide them towards a more positive, helpful direction. It's not about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about choosing how we respond to the inevitable ups and downs. 2. Focus on what you can influence. We tend to waste energy worrying about things outside our control. The weather, other people's actions, traffic jams, you name it. Stoicism encourages us to shift our focus to what we can influence. Our own efforts, our choices, and our attitudes. It's like that old saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. 3. Practice virtue. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life is key to happiness and inner peace. Think about traits like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're actions we take every day. Being honest, treating others with kindness, facing challenges head-on, and practicing self-control. These are all examples of living a virtuous life. 4. Embrace discomfort. Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes those downs can be pretty rough. Stoicism teaches us to embrace discomfort as a natural part of the human experience. Instead of avoiding pain or trying to escape it, we learn to face it with resilience and grow from it. Think of it like this. The fire strengthens the steel, challenges build our character. 5. Live in the present moment. We're often caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Stoicism encourages us to anchor ourselves in the present moment. It's not about ignoring the past or future, but about focusing our attention on what's happening right now. Appreciating the little things, being fully present in conversations, savoring a delicious meal. Remember that time you were completely stressed about an upcoming presentation? You probably spent days worrying about it, rehearsing every possible scenario, and feeling like your stomach was doing somersaults. Then, bam, presentation day arrives, and you realize, it wasn't so bad after all. Or maybe you were convinced a particular social situation would be a disaster. You built up this whole narrative in your head about how awkward it would be, how everyone would judge you, etc. Then you actually went to the event, and it ended up being fun. See what I mean? We often create our own mental suffering by letting our imaginations run wild with worst-case scenarios. Stoicism teaches us to calm those anxious thoughts, focus on what we can control, and approach situations with a more rational and balanced mindset. So, here's the takeaway. Embrace the power of Stoic principles. They're not just for philosophers. They're tools for everyday living that can seriously upgrade your mental well-being. Start by practicing mindfulness, challenging your negative thoughts, focusing on your values, and appreciating the present moment. You got this. Remember, keep it detached, keep it real, and keep on striving for that inner peace. Catch you in the next episode where we'll dive deeper into another aspect of Stoicism. Until then, stay unbothered, awesome humans.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.